Suppose we could reach out to the free network to contribute to our story. Let us encompass their applets. Let me eat your apples. Says voracious mind. Chew them down and run. Jump for joy. I am a man trying to understand his existence. Curious about the meaning of it. Puzzled. Sometimes figuring answers, sometimes passing on. A mind snagged on this and that. Integrating to one. One is the unit of measure. In linear space. E, the unit of measure. In the world exponential. Its process defined by power series. Fern is teaching mathematics. She invites you in. Is it best to start with definitions? If you're starting at the beginning of your subject, how many definitions do you need to focus on it? Why give any more than you need at the beginning? Are you trying to delight your students with the beauty of what lies before them? Understanding of these definitions? Or does such preview fail to help? Better to get on with it. Take only what you need. Further definition lies available to you as you go along the road. New definition furnished when it's needed. Fern is beginning by counting along the number line. How many definitions do we need for that? Make the definitions a game. And so she bounces along the number line with units of measure. Made of one and zero, plus or minus, the governing operator. Plus and minus, what is that? What is the math of adding and subtracting them? How do these operators work? What can I do with the function of a switch? Path to engineering. This is the route that Bill Gates went. Do you want to go there? Do You Shy Away? Come along. The Enterprise is a ship of learning. A new way of talking to Jamaica's kids. With Jim Moore's help, the children of Ghana. Andrew, you are the perfect man to help make it happen. Perhaps we can sponsor Melon. To focus attention of her nonprofit. In a demonstration of outreach with technology working there. Suppose we build a network of nonprofits. We connect our skills to get it done. Reach out together to those less fortunate than us. Offer them education. Thank you. fuel to ride the rocket. Eric says the simplest radio is a man before a microphone on a rant. They rant about whatever is the common reality. Condit all summer. Constant theme in talk show talk. Man on a microphone, on a rant. Who wants to listen and why? Who wants their message to ride with us? How can we accept messages from others and still keep our message pure? Is he enemy or friend? Is she? Make a story of what happened in this evidence class. Write a journal. Write a book. Each work group. Each journal a chapter in the story. Whatever else you want in it, free to sample. We can build a network of nonprofits. We can take in money. We can give it away. We can engage in a program of reparation for those who were disadvantaged by slavery. What does it mean to fulfill one's dreams? Is it just one dream, or is it a dream that encompasses all the others? Should it be part of the dream formation agenda? That we go back to all past disappointments and turn them right? Back to Alexandria Township in South Africa. Jake tells me that radio stations in United States radio markets may not take up free content. Even with inducements. Can we target radio stations, other modes of media conveyance, internet connection to those disadvantaged . Would you listen to a lecture without sound? People who are deaf do. How can we better speak to them? What action will it take to get our message through? Easy to do. Many could help us do it. Who will help us translate our message to other languages? How can we absorb their help and make it fruitful? Like a network of friends. Of allies. Of brothers and sisters in arms. Which is more important on a trip? Where we're going, or what we see along the way? I see the Sphinx of Egypt. Out of animal into man, peering out at the other. What looks back? We express this curiosity in sculptures of lions seated looking at the church. The church, one eye looking back. I'm headed for lunch with Michael Breyer at the Temple Bar. Michael Breyer, son of Stephen. I knew Stephen way back when. He's always been a smiley guy. Maker of mischief. Competent at getting the article out. Writing the opinion. I see his smiling face behind adventures of my youth. Mischief in his smile. A giggle. Pure delight at seeing his mischief unfold. Message to colleagues and friends. The mission is to get a message out. Show how to do it. Share it. No patent on the business process. other ways to say our piece, other ways to make it. I once wrote a Law Review article I was proud of, still am. Edited by Elena Kagan. What a blessing she was. Perhaps she'd consider doing it again. In different form. A network of talent harnessed up.
The red light means the button goes on, and we're recording. All right, so here you are, speaking to the world.
So how long have you had this?
I've had a series of them through different generations. Now, you see, one problem is that the microphone catches me.
Ah! On the spotlight here.
Well.
And then how does the camera the digital camera?
I don't have a digital camera here.
Yeah.
Just the tape recorder.
And then I'm just interested, how often do you use this?
Well, it varies, but at the moment I'm using it daily.
Okay, and is it often people that you're talking with, or is it for your own?
My project with it at the moment is that I'm teaching an evidence class and dictating a captain's journal, which will be then edited and mounted on the class website, so that it gives me an audio means of relating to them outside of class.
Oh, okay. So can you keep track of the number of people who listen to it on the...
I haven't worried about that yet at all.
Uh-huh.
The idea is to make it interesting enough so that they want to tune in. I have various mechanisms to supplement that, like making it homework assignments.
That'll supplement, that'll guarantee it.
So the idea is, once you turn the microphone on, you have to deal with the fact that you're in a different rhetorical space.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know exactly who you're speaking to unless you somehow imagine it. What audience do we imagine beyond the microphone?
Okay.
And who controls the tape?
Mm-hmm. So then for our project, it might be useful in the talking with a lot of the people that we have been speaking with, and so then maybe putting excerpts together in some kind of audio tape or presentation.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That would be very interesting.
And things may develop along those lines out of this class environment that I'm doing that will make that kind of presentation more interesting, and it's
it's not necessarily the case that it's a blessing to you to have the job of editing a whole lot of footage into some demonstration, but that takes thinking about it. You'll worry about that problem, and we may make some other forms of progress on it. So,
so are people ever apprehensive about going on tape? I'm
so much
worried if we're if we're. I'm not sure I'd be a little bit careful of what I'd say.
He looks away, turning to his business partner. Like Steve Ballmer on the screen when he was asked about open code, his eyes started darting to the side.
So how do most people react to you? Do you often record conversations?
Two questions. How do people react? Well, what they're reacting to is the idea of seeing their face on a screen, of having their voices heard by an audience. They're reacting to the pressure of audience. It's a different space. You act for yourself in your own world, self-consciously, unself-consciously. Do you act in a world with audience, consciously or unself-consciously? And how do those changes affect your message? Most people aren't used to acting for an audience, and they get nervous that maybe their message isn't true or isn't pure, or somehow they'll make fools of themselves.
Do you think it's also the idea of making your message irrevocable? So when I speak to you, you weren't taking notes, I can say a week from now to this. You say this and this, and I have a chance to explain, or I have a chance to say, well, maybe we communicated, as opposed to this now, where it's on record forever and ever with your own voice, more so even than writing, that you can't take it away. So not only is an audience listening to it, but you have no control over their reaction. So if I'm speaking to you right now, see if you nod or if you look confused, I can fix my words. But this is just out there, and you have...
It would be even more intrusive if I had a digital camera.
Exactly.
Took your photo.
Right. Because then I think both conceptually, because people can look at my body language and will start being conscious of that, but also because I don't see... There's a new pair of eyes looking at me. That lens is supposed to be a human being.
That's the superego of the audience.
You need a nodding camera that looks really smiley. Then you feel comforted, you know?
Right. Another good question. We explore them in my evidence class.
That's in
evidence class.
What? By the use of technology in evidence, or by...
In my evidence class, we analyze how we make messages and how we receive them, what makes them ring true, what stands as evidence in proof of something. So it has to do with language, credibility, character, memory, perception, how we take a message in, how we integrate it, how we figure out the right question to ask, how we express it. From a legal point of view.
how often do you report to?
You're the first in quite a while.
Oh, really?
I've been practicing soliloquy.
Dialogue.
Have you confronted legal problems so far in your effort to create this business?
What kind of legal problems are you thinking of?
Any that might seem to be in your way.
I mean, not that I'm aware of. I hope not. Not from our part, at least. No illegal activity on our end. So, yeah.
Well, I've got to get back.
Okay.
Like Columbo, one more question.
I thought we were sailing.
Tell us your joke.
I get the joke on tape. No. Which I'll tell you a new joke. You said you only had one joke. That's right, I actually have two. I'll tell you a new joke. Okay, so do you have some time? just checking. Okay, so there's three people who actually die one day. One is a rancher from Texas, the other is an architect from Los Angeles, and the third is a businesswoman from Boston. So they all die, unfortunately. But then they go up and they're in line before God, and they're waiting to see whether they get into heaven or they're thrown into hell. So the Texas rancher is up first, and he goes to the front of the line, and he hears this big bellowing voice say, "You know, you've led a very good life. You've raised cattle, you've had a family, you've, you know, fed, you know, hundreds of people with your dairy products, and you know, you've been a decent person." And he says, "You know, but before I let you into heaven, you have to do one thing." The rancher's like, "Okay." God says, "You have to spell one word." The rancher says, "Okay, what's the word?" He says, "Czechoslovakia." He's like, "I'm in trouble." So then I got it wrong. Alright, I only have one joke. Lose the punchline. I hope you're not recording this. It was the recorder. I usually get the joke right.
Oh, have we got you pinned down?
Ruin the joke. So I'll have to conclude it later. I don't want that on TV.
A Berkman Prize for whomever gives us the most money. To help us get our message out. feature at year end. When we pause, gather, tell stories, talk about where we are, Fern's rule. If I go back to abusing more than once a day, then I am abusing. If I can stay just using, then okay. Where am I on the path along the way? I should do a reading of the evidence and the event with commentary now to connect. Where I was then, where I am now, and back again. How could one make that reading interesting? By providing commentary steps along the way. Open call for illustration. Assignment to my class. Listen to my reading. Treat its content like an infinite database, a wealth of ideas. Connect the database. My past expression represents with my current state of mind. My current state of mind. My combination of memory, of perception, plus my integrator. Processing what is currently coming in. If you are to study mind with me, you must be willing to go into mine. I must open mine to you. Learn to love it. Make it what I do. Just do it. The eye, the smiling face, giggling with delight in mischief. Steve Breyer's smile, his giggle. I wish I had that on tape. Perhaps Michael could provide it. We are our current state of mind. That is our present existence. Our current state of mind exists as an integrated mixture of our present sensory perception of the world and our accumulated memory. Mind is integrator, zero equals one. I for impossible. Time past, time present, put together. Made one. The process of coming to conclusion in a trial. Hate that. Mirrors in institutional process. As best the state can. The process by which we personally populate our state of mind with our beliefs. First, stop of the senses to the amygdala. Our most primitive integrator. Precursor to cognition. Ability to go from one state of mind to another. Is that mind? One state to another, and remember where we've been without memory. There is only the one we are always in. But in fact, we integrate in to the one before us. Where we have been, where we have learned to express ourselves. Present and past, put together, connection between the two, reverberation, pulse passing between, rhythm. With partners who breathe with you. one who breathes in as you breathe out. The rest in rhythm with the beat. Privacy in half tones. Puzzle of them always going up or always going down. With always more of them, yet remaining in my range. Escher's infinite staircase. Impossible. Quantum physics. Treat energy, pulse of information, as if it travels by all tracts, yet can be perceived to travel only one. Part of the universe we cannot see. Cannot logically imagine. Unless we simply do. Some of path histories. Integrating to one. Treat E as some of histories. Integrated to one in the exponential space of our mind. E, a point in time, from which the future grows. Open to go any route. In the spectrum. seen to go only one. The one we share. The one which is our common consciousness. This Berkman Center, pretty spacey stuff. Belief. What is it? There's an exam question. Suppose such a question were to be asked on an exam. Would there be a right answer? Would there be a wrong one? On what basis would the teacher judge? How could the teacher possibly defend choice with logic? Logic is the constraint that measurement imposes on us. Would judgment based on how I feel be better? Just grade on it. And the